where the Gemara continues to discuss various suggestions as to what the pasuk of Pasha Osa Vayim Azeh Kein Tziva Hashem Lasis Lechaper Aleichem, the Kavonos of Kapora, what they may refer to. That means there is something, as we've understood, in the parasha of the Miluim, which has told us that just like there's a prisha of the 7 days of the Miluim before the Yom HaShmini, so too there's a seder of prisha lachaper aleichem. Besides for the last days, which was the hachon of the Ifeporos, we've discussed, but there's a lachaper aleichem, there's a seder of kapor of korbonos, which is also referred to in this posuk, which requires this 7 days of prisha. And eventually the Gemara is going to be moichiach and going to decide that those are the Shivas Yomim that of Yom Kippur, Shivas Yomim, the Fnei Yom HaKippurim that the Mishnah referred to in the beginning of the Masechta. But the Gemara goes on to question how we know, on what basis do we assume that this Lachapar Aleichem refers to Yom Kippur. So just to remind ourselves, the Gemara made various suggestions of Stam Avodas HaKarbonos, and then perhaps the Karbonos of Regel, Pesach, Sukkos, which the Gemara was madcha, because we need a prisha le'yemecha. Then the Gemara had a suggestion about Shmini Atzeres, which we discussed at great length in the last couple of shiurim, as to what degree Shmini Atzeres is considered regular bifnei atzmoi, or perhaps because it's not a total regular bifnei atzmoi, so the Gemara has a svara that hayezas for the ikar regal of Sukkos, there is no prisha. It's not likely that for the regal atfeiloloi, which is Shmini Atzeres, there should be a chi of prisha for that part of the yontav on its own. And for that, the Gemara Taka told us that to a certain degree the Shmini Atzeres was tfeilot, certainly this the Gabba Versi Halochas is a regular bifnei atzmoi. But for the purposes of Avodas HaKarbonos, of Chagiga, etc., the Gemara considered it a tfeilot to Sukkos, and therefore the Gemara decided that it's unlikely that it requires a prisha for Shmini Atzeres if the yontav of Sukkos doesn't have a prisha. So divided, we've eliminated the tzodim of Pesach, Sukkos, of Shmini Atzeres, of other Karbonos. We're left with one or two other options which the Gemara goes on to discuss. And the next suggestion, the Gemara is Ve'im Atzeres. Atzeres is a yontav of one day, so it's Prisha of Shiva L'Yom Echad, as it was by the Inyan of the Miluim, the Prisha of L'Yom HaShmini. And therefore, and we don't have the other issues of the Gemara, of Tveilo, etc., V'chadoim, Atzeres is something which is eligible, fits the criterion for the din of Shiva L'Yom Echad. Avodas HaKarbonos, which are lechaper, as all the karbonos of the Moed Dibor. Fret the Gemara Zayv, Eimel Atzeres. This is the Gemara, 4 lines down in Gimel Amud Aleph. The Prishas Shiva L'Yom Echad, Omer Ababa, Zor Ababa. The reason why we don't want to consider Atzeres is because of the following cheshbon. Donim par echad v'ayil echad, mi par echad v'ayil echad. We have to have a comparable of par echot v'ayil echot, which we will find by the miluim, and for that we have to find a comparable of par echot v'ayil echot to the seder of these korbanos lechaper, which we're going to compare it. La fuki atzeres atzeres nisht, why? The shnei elim ninhu, because atzeres is shnei elim. So what we have to work out is, and there's a lot of discussion amongst the Rishonim, extensive discussion, which we'd like to just at least understand in brief. Where's the Par Echad and Ayel Echad of the Miluim? Where's the Par Echad and Ayel Echad that the Gemara is suggesting we should compare to Yom Kippur? And where by Shavuos does that fall short? Where Shavuos is that, does that not fall in line? So let's learn a little bit of Rashi and try and see the Seder Psukim, which is relevant to the way Rashi learns the Gemara. Donim par echot v'ayil echot. So Rashi says like this: Avodas Musaf Yom HaKippurim. Those are the Musafim which are to be found in Parshas Pinchas. Par echot v'ayil echot. The Seder there was Shivas Kvosim, but there was a par echot and ayil echot for the Musafim of Yom Kippur. V'avodah. So that's why Yom Kippur is the Nilmad over here, the Lomid over here, which is more, which is the most comparable. The Avodas Shmini Lemiluim also had a parechot and ailechot. Where was that? Parechot v'ailechot dichsev, kachlocho egel ben bokor lechatos. That's where we find the parechot and ailechot by Miluim. The parechot and ailechot we find in the korban of the Musafim. Ailechot But so la'afuki the atzeres, because atzeres had shnei yelim. Where did atzeres have shnei yelim? Where do we find atzeres having shnei yelim? So the cheshvan is also, Rabbi said, like, for those of the chumash, I'd like to see some of these psukim inside, simply because it's going to make it a lot easier for us to be able to focus on the cheshbonis of the Gemara and the tzad in the psukim we see inside. Perhaps we'll start with the pasuk in Shmini. The first pasuk in Shmini shteit hazoi. Rabbi said, let's start, we'll have a look at the pasuk Shmini, and all of these pasuks need to be revisited to understand the various studies that the Rishonim have. But let's divide. Let's start with the Rashi's cheshbon in the Gemara. Shnei tazay in Perik test pasuk beish date. Vayomer Aaron. This is the pasuk beim Hashmini. Kach lacha egel ben boker lachatos va'ayil la'ilo. And this is the par and the ayil that, according to Rashi, we find by the miluim. Although an egel is hardly a par, it is a young calf, a zishkan par. But according to Rashi, it's close enough. It's a similar kind of breed, by which we can understand this to be considered parechot and ayelechot. So this is the parechot and ayelechot which we find by the miluim, which we have to find it comparable to somewhere else. But what's important to bear in mind is that this egel and ayel, which Rashi quotes, is be'etzem the korban that was brought by Aaron. Vayomer el Aaron, kach lecho egel ben boker lechatos v'ayelo oilo. The Pasha then continues, ve'el b'nei Yisrael to daber lemo. There's a separate seder psukim which are brought on behalf of Klal Yisrael. But the par echod and the ayel echod, which is referred to in the miluim, was the korban of Aaron, the eagle, and the ayel. That's what Rashi says. That's what we're learning from. The seder of the korbanos of Yom Kippur, which Rashi says we're learning to, where is that? So that's a par seder in Parshas Pinchas. Well, we find ba'osu la'chodesh hashviyah azeh mikakodesh yelochem v'kravtem par echot, yida oila, par echot, and ayel echot, la oila. Those are the two in Perek Chof Tes, Posel Ches. V'ikravdem oila la'ashem reyach lefarech, par ben bacho echot, ayel echot. So we've got a par echot and ayel echot in the Musafim, in Parshas Pinchas, which is what Rashi said understands is the comparable of the par echot and ayel echot to the ones of the Miluim. Now the Emes is that the Rishonim are already ma'ir according to Rashi, that this is already an unlike, we're comparing two things which are not doima, because the two korbanos and parshas of Miluim are Aaron's korbanos, we're talking about the korbanos of Dabar and Aaron. Sorry, we're talking about, yeah, Kevayim el Aaron, Kachlacha, Egel, and Ayaloyla, those are Aaron's korbanos, and these korbanos are korbanos on the Sofim. This is something to bear in mind in the cheshbon of how Rashi learns the Gemara. But that's the Musaf of Yom Kippur, and that's the Miluim, or the Par Ayel of Miluim, which are being compared to each other. Just to note, another pasuk which is relevant to this, in Parshas Emor, we have a pasuk which tells us, in Perek Chof Gimel, Pasuk Yutches. Here we are talking about korbanos of Shavuos, but not the Musafim. Another pasuk which the other pasuk that the Gemara has just referred to. If you have a look in Perek Chof Gimel Pasuk Yutches, the pasuk talks about the korbanos that you bring together with the Shtei Alechem on Shavuos. It says, "Meshvei Seichem Tovi Alechem Tlufa Shnayim, V'Kraft Aval Alechem Shivas Kvosim, Par Echod VeElim Shnayim." There's a par and two elim. So there are korbanos which are brought on Shavuos, which are those which are brought together with the Shtei Alechem. They're not technically the Musafim of Shavuos. They're not the korbanos that are mentioned in Parshas Pinchas. But the ones that are mentioned in the ones that they accompany the Shtei Alechem is a par echad and shnei elim. And the Gemara says the reason why Shavuos can't be considered as the one which we're going to learn from the Miluim is because by Shavuos they the par echad ve'elim shnayim. Masha'in came by the Miluim, which we're learning from. There's the par echod and ayil echod of the eagle and the chat and the ayil. And therefore, we can learn that too. Yom Kippur can be learned from that because the Musafim of Yom Kippur, if you will notice, is a par echod and ayil echod. Just Bederach Agav, if we note the Musafim of Shavuos, just to bear in mind, because some of the Rishonim asked the question as to why we're not rather learning from the Musafim of Shavuos, just to bear this in mind, there's something very interesting to note that the Musafim of Shavuos or don't fall in line about with the general Masafim, and that is, if we have a look at the Sayyid Pasuk, 1 second, Chofes, Chof Zayin, yeah? The Kraftem Oilo, Porim Shnaim, and Ayelechot. The Musafim of Shavuos have two Porim. So Shavuos, Ba'etzem, you can't learn from the Musafim of Shavuos because it's two Porim and Ayelechot. So it's Vaitanish Kempar Echot Va'ayelechot. But it's interesting why the Gemara doesn't mention that point. What the Gemara does mention is that the problem of Shavuos is the two Eimim, which is a discussion, as I say, amongst the Rishonim as to why the Gemara mentions what it does. But just to, for us now to just keep Cheshbon, the way Rashi is learning the Gemara. We've got a par echod and ayel echod by miluim, which is a korban of Aaron, kach lecho egel, ben boker lechatas, v'ayel oilo. That is the pasuk from which we learn the other seder korbanos that the pasuk is telling us that has a prisha like miluim. We need to find the comparable par echod and ayel echod. If you turn to the musafim of Yom Kippur, you'll find a par echod and an ayel echod. And therefore, that's where naturally we need to be able to learn the Seder from the Seder of Milud. Again, Abyssal Vaiter, just in the continuation of the Cheshvan of the Sugi according to Rashi. So the Gemara has it. But back to the Gemara. Vayma Atzeres, the Pisha Shevali Yemechadu, Omer Ababa, Donim Parechad Vayelechad, Mi Parechad Vayelechad. Lafuka Atzeres, the Shnei Elim Ninhu. Rashi again. Now we've seen the Pesukim, we'll see the Rashi inside. Donim parechad v'alechad, avoydes musaf yeim ha-kippurim parechad v'alechad, v'avoydes shmini l'meluim parechad v'alechad, v'siv kach l'cho egel b'mokha l'chatzas v'ayloi. So the Gemara is vital also. Ho nicha l'man do'oma, the yeim ha-kippurim ayelechad hu. El l'man do'oma shnei eilim ninhu, ma'ike l'meima. Favos. So Rabbi said, just before we see this machlikas inside, we'll see that what this refers to in the Pesukim. If we turn to Parshas Acharimos, Parshas Acharimos tells us about another set of Avodas Yom Kippurim which you have to bear in mind. If we already look at this parsha, we see this psukim because they're very relevant. There is a par in the aisle which is mentioned in Yom Kippur which Aaron himself brought, which according to Rashi, at least at this stage in the Gemara, is not part of the Cheshbon. We're not considering Aaron's own Karbonos. And we'll get to see Beis Hashem, the Turevin and others, they question Rashi's Mahalach and the Gemara and make a different suggestion about what we're learning, which Yom Kippur Karbonos we are learning. But let's leave that aside the veil. Let's learn a little bit longer, a little bit weiter in the Pasuk. In Pasuk Hei Shtei Tazoi. U'me'esa das b'nei Yisrael ikach shnei se'irim l'chatos, v'ay elechot lo'ilo. Shtei that on Yom Kippur, besides for Aaron's individual korbanos, what Klal Yisrael were to bring was two seirim, which at the moment are not relevant for us. V'ayil echad loyla, there was an ayil that was brought on behalf of Klal Yisrael on Yom Kippur. We've just seen the pasuk which tells us in Parshas Pinchas that on Yom Kippur ve'osal achodesh there was a bar ben boker echad ayil echad. But there's another one that's mentioned also in Parshas Acharimos. And there is a great machlokes tanoim whether this aisle is a separate aisle or the same aisle. This aisle is mentioned in Acharimos, and there's another aisle which is mentioned in the Musafim in Parshas Pinchas. And there's a discussion whether this aisle is something, is that the same one as mentioned in Parshas Pinchas, or is it no, it's a separate one altogether. There's one that's mentioned in Acharimos, and there's a separate one that's mentioned in Pinchas. Afraid the Gemara is Ho nichel aman da oma. Ho, the Sanya. Ho nichel aman da oma yeh mekipurim ayel echot hu. We're saying the following. The reason why we're learning Yom Kippur from Elohim is par echot ayel echot. So the Gemara Yom Kippur is par echot ayel echot. Is that true? There's an ayel echot in Acharimos. There's an ayel echot in Pinchos. We have to know. Is it two or is it one? So the Gemara is if you hold like Rebbe holds, which we'll see soon, that the Isle of Parshas Acharimos and the Isle of Parshas Pinchas is one and the same, is there richting the Cheshbon? Yom Kippur is an Isle Echad, it's a Par Echad, is Yom Kippur comparable to Miluim? But if these two Eilim mentioned in Acharimos and mentioned in Pinchas are two separate ones, then Yom Kippur also got two Eilim. You're worried about Shmuz having two Eilim, Yom Kippur's got two Eilim. So why is Yom Kippur any, why are you any more comfortable comparing Yom Kippur to Miluim than we are at Shmuz or any other suggestion? It's not the Gemara answer. This time, you, Rabbi Oima Ayil Echot, Hu Ha Omur Ka, Hu Ha Omur B'chei B'sha Pikudim. Rabbi says that the one in Majin Acharimah is in the one in Pikudim, and we hold the Haloch is like Rabbi, there's one Ayil which is brought. The one that's mentioned in both places, Be'etzem, is one and the same. And therefore there's only one Ayil that's brought on Yom Kippur. That's fine. Rabbi Lezb, Rabbi Shimon, Oima Shnei Eilim Heim, Echad Omur Kan, Ve'echad Omur B'chei B'sha Pikudim. The one that's mentioned in Acharimah is in the one that mentioned in Parshas Pinchas are two separate Eilim. Of the Gemara, we can't learn Yom Kippur from the Par Echad of Ayil Echad of Miluim because Yom Kippur's got two Eilim and Par Echad. Pukdazim Yishmos has got. So maybe we've got a problem in the Alfusa if we hold that it's not the same Ayil. So Rashi, Ayil Echad to Shaya Korban Sibu Yom Kippurim. Who are more calm Bacharim? It's about that's Bnei Israel. Yikash Dei Sirim. Isim Lachatos Vayil Oila. Who are more Parshat Pinchas? But the Sofim is exactly the same. So if it's the same, we're fine. But if it's two separate Korbanos, then Vaita, there's two Eilim which we have to consider for Yom Kippur, which makes it, again, dissimilar to the Seder Avodos of the Miluim. So the Gemara, Afilu Teimer, Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, Hosom Chad L'Chivas Hayoyim, V'Chad L'Mesofim, La'afuke Atzeres, De Tarvayu Chivas Hayoyim Ninhu. So the Gemara, Kasha Nishken Kasha, Havos. Because even if you hold that the one in Acharimus and then the one in Parshas Pinchos are two separate korbanos, so you'll end up with having two Eilim and Yom Kippur, it's true. But they are brought for two separate Seder Avodah, two separate considerations. The one in Parshas Pinchos is the single Ayil which belongs to the Seder Musafim. There's another Ayil which belongs to the Seder Avodah Sayyim, like there are extra korbanos, like Aaron brought extra korbanos, the Tzibur brought extra korbanos. But those are korbanos called chivas hayoyim. Those are korbanos which belong to the separate special avoda that there is on Yom Kippurim, the kapora of Yom Kippurim. But it doesn't belong to the museder of the musafim. There's such a thing as musafim, and there, when Rashi goes on to explain which korbanos in the psukim are characterized as musafim, and which ones are the ones which are categorized as ones which belong to the seder avoda hayoyim, there's that category and the other category. And how that works in the Psukim will be medayak in the Psukim soon. But the Baila, the Gemara explains the following. In essence, the Musaf of Yom Kippur is only one power and one aisle. So the way Rashi's learned the Sugya so far, we're comparing to the Musaf of Yom Kippur, aisle echad, power echad, even if you hold that the one in Acharimos is a separate one, and there were two Eilim, but the second aisle was brought as a total separate Seder of Avodah, the Aveda, the Musafim of Yom Kippurim is one Ayil and one Par. And therefore we can learn the comparison of the Miluim to the Ayilach of the Parach of Yom Kippur because those Musafim are still only one each. Zot Rashi. Hosam Chav Lechavis, Masha Inkein, just before we see the Rashi. Masha Inkein, we talk about Shavuos, the two Eilim are both of them Lechavis Ayoyim. So we've ended with the Cheshbon of two Eilim of Shavuos. So Shavuos has a problem, it's two Eilim. Yom Kippur has a par echad and ayil echad of the Musafim, therefore we can compare the ayil echad of Yom Kippur, but we can't compare the Shavuos, which is two eilim. So Rashi has a hosam chad l'chivas hayoyim. Hahud acharema is chivas hayoyim ve'ein oikori musaf. The one that we have in acharema is not called musaf. The loiksef hosam, Rashi says, what tells you what's called musaf and what's called chivas hayoyim? Where do you get this hagdora of what's a musaf? It's in a different parsha. It's true. Of a vel zok, eshad does yom musaf, eshad does anishkan musaf. What defines a musaf? And it's a very, very interesting Rashi this. And Rashi says the following: the word musaf means a tosefas, an extra korban, something added to something else. What does that mean? So Rashi has a veloiksev hotzom milvat oylas haboicher kedestin b'chol musafim. In Parshas Pinchos, all the Korbanos tell us, Melvad Eilas HaBoiker, in the Pshat Musaf means something which is added to Eilas HaBoiker. There are Korban of Korbanos Tmidim, and there are Musafim which are added and extra to the Tmidim. In fact, for that reason, in Parshas Pinchos, we start to talk about Parshas Tmidim, we continue with all the Korbanos which are Musaf, which are Nitoisaf to the Tomid. Melvad Eilas HaTomid, there are Musafim. This one in Parshas Acharimo is this Ayil Shtetnish Melevat Eilas HaTomid. It's nothing to do with Eilas HaTomid. It's not an extra on top of the Eilas HaTomid. It's something which is separate from the Avodas Yom Kippurim, but it's in Shkem Musaf. Musaf means there are regular daily Kabbalahs, and on Yomim of Chashivas of Mikroi Kodesh, we add on top of them in Musafim extra Kabbalahs. Those are defined in Parshas Pinchas. The one that we've got on Acharemos is a separate Seyda Avodah, nothing to do with the daily Kabbalahs, nothing to do with Musafim, Shtet Nishmel Vat, Mameda, that's Chivas Hayoi. So Acharemos is Chivas Hayoi, Musaf is Musaf, that's how Rashi defines what Musaf is. Actually, we'll get back to this definition of Rashi Beis Hashem a little bit later on when we've managed to clarify the sugya. Al Koponim, Lafuke Atzeres, those are called Musafim, Lafuke Atzeres of Rashi, the Tarayu Chivas Hayim Ninhu, the Chivas Te Alechem, the Kraft of Alechem, which is the Parsha and Parsha's Emoir, the Eilim Shnaim, or the Chivas Hayim Demiluim, Ail Echot Hu the Hava. So Rashi says like this, we can't compare the Chivas Hayim Demiluim to Shavuos, because the Shavuos, there's two Eilim which are brought, it's not Ail Echot and Par Echot, so they're not comparable Seder Kabbonos, so we can't compare the two. In Yom Kippur, we have a Par Echot and Ail Echot. Although it's true that there's a machlikas between Rebbe and Rosa of Shimon as to whether there was a second Ail or not, but even if there was a second Ail, it's not the Musafim, it's a different Seder, and so we have an independent Seder of Par Echot, Ail Echot of the Musafim, which we compare the Seder of the Meluim to. That's the Cheshbon of the Gemara, the Vaila according to Rashi. I'd like to mention, basically, just the following, just before we continue, and that's the following. The Turev, in a great Arichas, he struggles with Rashi's Mahalach in the Gemara. And he struggles with Rashi's Mahalach in the Gemara for various reasons. Just to understand one or two points, the following. He says, first of all, on this, Rashi says that when we're comparing the Miluim to Korbonos of Yom Kippur, we're comparing it to the Par Echod and the Ayel Echod of Musaf. He said, that itself, Betim, is very strange. Because we're comparing a korban of Aaron, an individual korban of the par or the egel and the ayil, and we're comparing it to a korban yochid, to a korban tibur, which is something which is not like for like bichla. A. B. The korbanos of miluim is not the chivas hayim as such. It's chivas hayim, it's not musafim. And where the Gemara understands that for some reason the natural comparison to this is the musafim of Yom Kippur, which is a problem. But more than that, the Gemara continues and says, "Alzoi, the par echod and ayil echod of Musaf and Yom Kippur is fine. Masha'ein came by Shavuos. Our problem is the two elim." He says that's very schwer. The Gemara should say, "Masha'ein came by Shavuos." Why is the Gemara jumping immediately to the chayvas hayoyim of Shavuos? If we're talking about the Musafim of Yom Kippur, the Gemara should say, "Masha'ein came Shavuos." Well, there may be a different problem. It's shnei porim. The Korbanos of Shavuos are not in line with the Korbanos of the Miluim. That may be. But it's strange that the Gemara of Dazoi, I've got a Par Echod Ayil Echod by Miluim. Yom Kippur, I've also got a Par Echod Ayil Echod. Masha'in Kein Shavuos, I've got two Eilim. If I'm comparing it to the Musaf of Yom Kippur, then I should differentiate them between the Musaf of Shavuos, which doesn't fall in line. I'm comparing Miluim to Musaf of Yom Kippur and contrasting that with a Chayvas Hayoyim of Shavuos, rather than the Musaf of Shavuos. Which is a very strange cheshbon. So I want to tell you, Rabbi Yisrael, he's got lots of shailas and auras, but I wanted to tell you the suggestion of the Tur Emet, because it's very interesting. The Rishonim have got a great arichas about which is the Par Echod and Ayil Echod that we're referring to. To various cheshbonis. I don't want to be married to the cheshbonis, but I want to discuss, or just to mention, the cheshbon that the Tur Emet says. And he says, I'm dafnei the Gemara andush, the kanei the Gemara sach me poshet, at least at this stage in the Gemara. What is that? But if you look in Parshas Acharei, we'll see, as we've mentioned, the pasuk says, "Bezoyis yovei Aaron al haKodesh, v'par ben boker lechatos v'ayla oila." In the Seder of Ines Yom Kippurim, besides for the was in the Musafim of Par Echod and Ayil Echod, the Aaron's own korban which he brought al haKodesh was a Par Echod and Ayil Echod. Besides, in the Meis v'Dei Yisrael, ikach v'shnei seirim and Ayil Echod. Zodatur Evan. It's much more mistaber to understand that these are the korbanos that our Gemara is dealing with. And it's all chayvas hayoyim, and the Gemara is not talking about musafim at this stage in the Gemara b'chlal. When the Gemara says, I've got a korban par echod ayil echod by the miluim, I've got a par echod ayil echod by Yom Kippur, where? There's Aaron's kohen, there's Eisi of Aaron and HaKodesh. Masha'in came the ones that I've got on Shavuos or Shne'ilim. And all three of them are all considered korbanos of chayvas hayoyim, which have nothing to do with the musafim. It's not mistaba that we're comparing the Aaron's korbanos of miluim to the musafim Yom Kippur, the chayvas hayoyim of Shavuos. It doesn't fall in line. Oh, right, Rabbi Yitzchak has a vigate the Gemara writer, and in fact, the Ritva, he bringing quoting Shittas Rashi, And he says, Rashi says that the Gemara is looking for comparing it to the Parach of the Ha'ilechot of the Musaf of Yom Kippur. So why did Rashi do that? Why did Rashi not learn the Parach of the Ha'ilechot of the Zoysel Yaron? He says, I'll tell you why Rashi did that. Because the next Gemara's Kasha is, Dishloime, if the Ayil of Parshas Acharimos is the same as the Ayil in Parshas Pinchas, we've got one Ayil, but if they're two separate Ayilim, we've got two Ayilim. If the Gemara is talking about the Ayil of Aaron, of Parbren Mokar, Ayil of Chas, got nothing to do with this, the Ayil of Pinchas, nothing to do with the Ayil of, it's got a Shkashur Shaykh as this, I'm going to take a Cheshm. So I'm going to be showing them, for that reason, Rashi learned that the Gemara is not handling the Ayil and the Chatzos of Aaron. Otherwise, Machlok is Revin and Rosalind and Revin and Rashi have got absolutely no Shaykhs. The Ayil Om and the Musaf Om is not what we're comparing to Chal and Masugi. For that reason, Rashi learned we're talking about the Musaf, because the Gemara says we're talking about the Musaf. The Gemara says we're handling whether the Ayil of Pinchas and the Ayil of Achaymos is the same one. That's not the Ayil of Aaron HaKoyim B'chal. So the two Revin, I'll explain to you what the Gemara means. Hamaz Bazan. Azok Zeh Hashem Aposh Tachesh. He says, Avada, the Gemara is talking about the Chivas Hayoim of Aaron's Korbonos, just like the Chivas Hayoim of the Miluim, of Aaron's Korbonos, Parachod, which Rashi also agrees, that's the springboard. We're talking about Aaron's Korbonos. And what we're saying that there's a Chivas Hayoim of a Parachod and Ailechod. So the Gemara, let's make a cheshmah. Is it true that the Chivas Hayoim of Yom Kippur had one par and one Ail? That depends very much as to whether the next Ail in the Pasuk belong to the Musafim, or whether it was a separate Cheshbon. So Terazoi, Dishloim, if you hold that this Ayil was Musafim, then it didn't belong to the Chayvas Ayim as such. It belonged to the Ayil which is mentioned in Parshas Pinchas. Then I can happily learn that the comparison to Aaron HaKoyin of Parech with an Ayil Echad is very good, because the next Ayil that the Parshas mentions doesn't belong here B'chlal. Oh, but if this Ayil is an extra Ayil of a Chivas Ayoim, besides woman in Bamidbar, then I'm going to get stuck with my Cheshmer a Chivas Ayoim only had the Korbonos of Parechad and Ailechad. Because there's another Korban that was brought on behalf of the Tzibur, which is also Ayil, which is part of the Chivas Ayoim. So he's going to say, well, Mamash Pung Faker to Rashi. Rashi's understanding that Be'etim, we're comparing it to the Korbonos of Musaf and Yom Kippur in Bamidbar, and our Shaila is whether the Ayil Acharemos is the same one or the Nish. And the Turev and another one to them, but forget, better we're comparing it to the Chayvas Hayoim of Yom Kippur, of Bezoyse of Anaraz HaKodesh. We've got a Shaila whether this extra Ayil that was brought on behalf of Klal Yisrael is a separate one, in which case there's another Chayvas Hayoim over here which spoils the Cheshbon, or is the same one in Parshas Masafim, in which case the Cheshbon of the Gemara shouldn't say good, Bishleim HaKunti Rebbe say good. That's basically where he sets up the Gemara. You have to know Kunti to Rebbe and how the Gemara answers the Kasha. What's the Gemara Emphan and they're already... Sorry? Oh, so you could say there's a difference between Chayvus Hayyim and Yochid or Chayvus Hayyim on behalf of the Tzibur. Kemach Cheshbon. Chayvus Hayyim, you have to take them both into consideration. So we've got two Bahalchim divided in the Gemara. We want to just take the consideration of the following. Rashi understands the Parechad and Ailechad is the Musaf of Yom Kippur, and we compare it to the Korban of the Miluim, and the Shavuos is dissimilar because the Shtei Eilim and Mele is not the same. It's not the Musafim by Shavuos, say that, but there's the Chayv of Shtei Eilim, the Musafim Grad are not the same anyway. Well, the Terebu wants to learn the Gemara differently. The Terebu wants to learn the Gemara that we're talking about the Korbanos of Miluim in comparison to the Korbanos of Aaron HaKoyim. Those are the ones that we're talking about. And the Gemara is talking about Chivas Hayom entirely, exclusively. But the Gemara's Cheshbon is that we've got a problem with this Ayil. If this Ayil is part of the Chivas Hayom also, if it's an extra Ayil, in other words, then we'll have a problem in matching the Ayil Echad and Chatos, one Chatos, in the Chivas Hayom of Yom Kippur. If it's the same Ayil, forget, get it to the Masafim, but it doesn't create a problem for our Sugi B'chla. I'd just like to mention that this juncture is like, the Biskarov, just mentioned this in brief, has a very interesting shtickle in Hilchos Avodas Yom HaKippurim, where he explains this shitta of Rebbe. Shittas Rebbe is the shitta we hold the halacha, that the one that's mentioned in Parshas Bamidbar and the one that mentioned Acharimus is one of the same. There were no two Eilim. That Eil and that Eil are both the same Avodas Akron. But he explains the following. He explains it as based on a Rashi later on, Daf Samach, which we'll have to leave for when we get there, Be'ez Hashem. But he's got a number of diukim in the Rambam, by which he explains that although that was only one ayil, Bemez, that ayil served a dual purpose. It was an ayil which was brought as a musaf, and it was also an ayil which was brought as a chayvas ayyom. We'll get to see perhaps what the differences may be, what the nafkamin is in the musaf and the chayvas ayyom. But he's medayek from various makaris in the Rambam, just to read out one or two of the shainas of the Rambam. And then the emes is that the psukim itself calls for some kind of an explanation, which already the meforshim are ma'irer. Because if it was a korban which was a simple musaf and an only musaf, it's very strange why it's mentioned b'chal nacharimah, it's become to zaran nacharimah. It's based b'nei Yisrael, so it's mentioning a little bit. Some of the musafim, all the musaf is a strange thing. So the Miskarov explains that the emes it served the purpose of both. It belonged to the Seder. One second, let's see if I can find this. Okay. Oh, Shteit HaZoy. With the Rambam is Baruch in the whole Seder Ayoyim. He says, Va'isa Sora Nasa Bachutz. There was a Sora Nasa Bifnim, which is part of the Shnei Se'im, which is mentioned in Acharei Mois, but besides that, there was a Sora that was brought as part of the Masofim, which is mentioned in Bamidbar. So he says, Va'isa Sora Nasa Bachutz. Shehu b'chlal korbonis musaf hayoyim, u'makriv eloi ve'elohom. So the Rambam says that the Sora Nasa Bachutz was the musaf, and besides that, he brings eloi ve'elohom. Now the emphasis is that eloi ve'elohom is also musaf. So why does the Rambam say that the Sora Nasa Bachutz is musaf, and he brings eloi is eloi, that's korbonis hayoyim, there's no shaykhs of musafim, but eloi is also musafim. So the Rambam should have said that the korbonis of musaf is the soir, and eloi, besides that, is eloi. The Rambam's mashmeh that he brought Musafim and he brought Eloi ve'Elohom. And the Emes, the Rambam at the beginning also says, the Oid Makrivim, he talks about the Musafim right at the beginning of Avodas Yom Kippurim. Makriv Parechot, an Ayil, v'Shivas Kvosim, the Oid Makrivim, Yeser al Musaf Zeh, Par Ben Boko Lachatos, v'Ayil Oilo, which is Mishal Aroin, v'Ayil Habo Mishal Sibur, Ha'omu B'Pasha Zacharimois, and that's Grad Ayil, which was the Musafim as well. So he says that you brought Musafim, yes, said Al Zayyah, brought an ayah, which was Grad of Musaf, it's a steer in Ayah Bay. He's not saying they brought ayah for Musaf, and afterwards he goes on to say that you brought another ayah, which was mentioned later, which was Grad of Musaf as well. So Mr. Rama explains to him that this ayah served a dual purpose. It served the purpose of being Musafim, but besides for that, it was a part of the Seder Korbanos that the Korban Hayoim required. But it could be brought as both. It was one korban which could cover both purposes. It was the aisle which would cover both, and therefore, according to Rebbe, it was brought one and the same. I'd like just to mention, as I saw this Ha'or mention, which is Tachazer, Sheinazach, Im Kedivri Biskarov, that this aisle is an aisle which serves a dual purpose and is Medaikim from Rashi's in Daf Samach. Rashi couldn't learn the Pshat in the Gemara like the Pshat in the Tur Evin. Very simple. Both of the Tur Evin don't learn to the Gemara. The Tur Evin learns the Gemara the following. Be'etzem, we're learning from a korbanos hayoyim of Yom Kippur, which is a korban of Aaron, of a par and ayil. Vos frek the Gemara, but I've got a problem, because there was another ayil over here, which was another korban of chivas hayoyim. So it's not true to say that was ayil echol, so shnei ayilim. So the Gemara, no. According to Rebbe, this Gemara is not a problem. Why? Because it was the same korban. That's not a machan acheshman. According to the way that the Biskarov says, according to Rashi, that this korban belonged to both. Yeah. It was Sayin Ayil of Chayvas Ayyim and Sayin Musaf. At the end of the day, there were two Ayyim of Chayvas Ayyim. So Zayin is the same korban, but Chayvas Ayyim was Machayev too. It's this Mamash Agoin is this. I saw this quoted and I said, I'm a Sarichti Gazach. Rashi couldn't learn that this part of the two Revan, because even if it's the same korban, both of the Rav Gazok in the Rambam, it's one korban, but it's Chayvas Ayyim also. So how many korbanos are you bringing for Chayvas Ayyim and Yom Kippur? You're bringing two Ayyim. So if you bring in to Eilus Chayvas Ayyim, there's no Chilik Rebbe, no Chazir Rebbe, there's a Reb Shimon, there's no Cheshmin the Gemara. Also, no Rebbe is good. The way that Rashi is learning the Gemara, we're learning from the Musaf of Yom Kippur, and the Gemara, that's the Kasha, you've got one Ayil, so the Gemara, at the end of the day, is one Korban. So it's Parechot, and Ayilechot is Richtig the Cheshmin of the Gemara. Whether that happens also to serve the Chayvas Ayyim of the dish is not relevant to the Cheshmin of the Gemara, there was one Musaf and Ayil. And that was a dual purpose, all time, it was one Korban. The Rashi learned to say Richtig. According to the way Rashi's understanding, the only way you can learn the Cheshmen of the Gemara, of the Ayel Echod, according to Rebbe, is if we're talking about the Musafim. Because if we're talking about the Chayvas Hayyim, but regular, it's also a Chayvas Hayyim. If it's both, then I've got to aid in the Chayvas Hayyim. The Gemara, God Hashem can tell me to Rebbe. Because they're Richtig Cheshmen. In other words, we've got a Shaila in the Sugya. Are we learning from the Par Echod, the Ayel Echod, the Aaron brought, and we're learning the Chayvas Hayyim as such? All we learn from the Kabbalah Samusofim, the way that Rashi learns, And consequently, we've got a shayla how to learn the next cheshbon in the Gemara. When the Gemara says that the shayla is whether these two elim were one and the same, or whether these two elim were separate elim, is the Terebi wants to learn the shayla is whether the chayvas, whether there was an extra one for the chayvas ayoyim, or whether this was a musafim. And again, if it was like Rebbe, it was a musaf. Mamele didn't belong to the chayvas ayoyim. If you don't hold that Rebbe, there's an extra one chayvas ayoyim, so we've got a problem for Yom Kippur. That's how the Terebi is learning. And Rashi is learning the Gemara of the shayla is faket. The shayla of the Gemara is whether the korbonis, the two elim, Rashi learns the shayla of the cheshbon olos were learning from the musafim. And the cheshbon of the Gemara is whether there were two separate elim that were brought on Yom Kippur. That was the korban of the musaf and the korban of the ayil. Because if there were two korbanos, then at the end of the day the chayva is two. To which the Gemara answers that because it wasn't both chayva sayyim. One was musaf and one was not chayva sayyim. But according to Rashi, the problem of the Gemara was the suggestion that there was one musaf together with the chayva sayyim, which in the Havam in the Gemara was an issue. What we're trying to explain is that if Rashi holds that even according to Rebbe, the ayil served a dual purpose, then even according to Rebbe, there was an extra ayil which was chayvas ayoyim, side the ayil of Aaron, and side the ayil that was brought by Eitzad Asper de Yisrael. So whether that was a musaf or not, according to the Turebin's cheshbon olos, is totally not relevant. Is a man of the Turebin's Gilead, the Trak Nigmar Nishri, the Biskarov, as the ayil, it wasn't a dual purpose. If it was a musaf, it was only a musaf, so it doesn't belong to the Seder of the chayvas ayoyim Bechlal. But if it belonged to the Seder Chayvas Ayyim, then the Gemara is not achieving anything with this Machlekes Rebbe. But also Rabbi Shimon, Mamele the Cheshbon, and the Gemara has got nothing to do with the Chayvas Ayyim. It's got to do with the Shailas Musafim, whether there were one or whether there were two. But I'd like to mention another point about this Rashi before we try and move on in the Sugya. And that is the following. Rashi has told us a very interesting Yisoid. That there's the Musaf of Korbanos, which are Musafim. Must make Musafim. Musafim means those which were extra to the Korban Tomit. Are most of those in the Seder of Parsha of Pinchas that we learn, Melevad, Eila Satomid, those are the Korbanos which regularly we talk about on the Moedim. Now I want to tell everybody, based on this Rashi, a very, very shein of all that I once saw, to explain a psakasha that we have often regularly on some of the Yom Tovim about the Seder of our Tfilis. And that's the following. You know that we have on the tefillahs that we have on the Moyadim, Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tov, we have an extra tefillah, we have the Shachris for Shteitzah, Keneged the Korbanos, whatever it may be, but there's an extra tefillah of Musaf, Keneged the extra Korbanos that were brought on all the various dates, at all the various times. And we say in the Psukim that we brought every day, Lefi Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, whatever it may be, in the Yom Tovim, you quote the Psukim, which is Keneged the Korbanos that were brought on the Moyadim. What the grace of Pella is that you will notice that there are various korbanos which are brought on Moedim which are not mentioned in the Pesukim Bechlal. They're not mentioned in the Shemoneh Esrei of Musaf. For example, we'll start on Pesach. On the second day of Pesach there's a korban Omer that was brought. That korban Omer got no mention Bechlal in the Tfilah. There's no Tfilah connected to the korban Omer. So that you could say, maybe it's not a chayvas ayim as such, it's not really anything to do with the Yom Tov, it's the Zaytik, it happens to be on that day. Happens to be. Fine. Zolzayim. Comes to Shavuos, you've got the Korbanos, you've got the Shtei Alechem, with all the Korbanos that brought on the Shtei Alechem, there's not a word mentioned in any of the Tfilas. You say a Gantzei, a Shemoneh Esrei, and various things that you bring on Shavuos, you mention all the Pesukim Parshas Pinchas, this Parshas Emor, which talks about the Seder Aveda of the Korbanos, that were brought with the Shtei Alechem, not a mention, which is very surprising. If you've got Tfilas connected to Korbanos, you don't mean the Korbanos, so there should be some Psukim connected to these Korbanos. We don't find anything. And most intriguing, so Rav Chaim's going to say, no, it's also not Chayim, so Yom happens to be Shavuos, it's also Zolza. But what's most intriguing is on Yom Kippur, and this is Taka Muri de Kapella. You come to Yom Kippur, you've got a Seder of Tfilas Musaf on Yom Kippur. The Shemoneh Esrei of Yom Kippur mentions the Psukim that you have in Parshas Bamidbar. The whole Seder Acharimos is not mentioned in Tfilah Bechlal. It's mentioned in the Yotzus. Each one has got a place. It's Amitz Koyach and Awad Yikar. You talk. He took his Sirim and his Shechdin. He took his Pori and Dam and Sorin. That's all the Yotzus. In the Shemoneh Esrei of the Tfilah of Musafin, there is not one word that's mentioned. It's a Moedik Apella. Does the Shanishim Kippur? Does the Nisha Moedik Sayyai? Everything else you can see, Korban Oimus happens to me, and this is coincidental, and the place I have. The Avodah Zivim Kippur, certainly there are Korbanos which are Korbanos Hayoim. And you'll see, you'll take your Musaf, and it's a regular Musaf, it's called the Psukim Parshas Pinchas, The parachot, the ayelachot, the shivas akvosim, and the whole seder nishas iri nishas eila om nishas porish and aron tein zach nishas kaneim vot nishas the ganzah seder kovot. And it's like, where did they pass? Where is the shalom of foreign spasena? Why is there no tefillis connected any of these korbonos? Nishkein korbon, not shavuos, not Yom Kippur, and not the second day of Pesach. None of these korbonos are mentioned. And the pshat rabbeisi, which I once saw, is the following. The answer in the pshat is like this. The tefillis, which were chazal and masakin, were connected to tzmidin. That's how it's technically gemara. The tefillis is connected to tzmidin and masakin. That means the shachris is connected to Thomas shel shachar. And the Melech is connected to Moshe Rabbi, and the Ma'ariv is connected to Korbos Emurim, etc. But there are two Korbonos daily, the morning and afternoon. What's connected them is though the Korbonos of Tamidim. In essence, the Korbonos that took Tfilis, which Chazal were Masakin, was connected to Tamidim, and that's it. Nisht yet the Korban has a Seder Tfilis. Where did the Musafim come from? Because Musafim were korbonos extra to the Tamidim, because they are milvad, they're Tamidim as well, they're musafim as well. Chazal gezok, asiv is not milvad Tamidim, is not korbonos, is milvad Tamidim, is a tefillah connected to korbonos, because that's part of the seder which requires a tefillah connected to korbonos. Musafim, open korbonos connected to musafim. Anything else, it may be chayv asayim, it may be not chayv asayim. Nishtav zema chazal gemach tefillahs. Tefillahs don't belong to stand in Israel and Karbonos. And it's really a dover emes. Mamash arichti gezach. And Rashi had explained it for us in our sugi clearly. The musafin is milvad, the ones which are ilas aboike, those is musafin. So chayv asayim, of them is geboit the tefillahs is geboit on the tmidim, and the milvad are tmidim, those which are considered extra to the Karbonos are tmidim. On those days where the Torah says, to the tmidim, get men a korban. So on those things, machman the tefillis, because the tefillis are connected the korbanos of the tmidim, and anything which is considered added to the tmidim. Don't state the chanunzer in Gemara, that the korbanos that were brought in Acharimos are not milvad, they've got no shaykhs for the tomid b'chal. The Gemara says that. Those are the extra chayva, which has got nothing to do with. Like korolash t'musafim, if they're not korolash t'musafim, so what's it got to do with tefillis? Tefillis doesn't come. Korban Pesach has reichish kin tefillah. Unless you had a korban that we've got a tefillah. Tefillahs is the second Gemara on connected Tmidim, so it's ever so double nochir not moi. The Tefillahs are connected to Tmidim, and connected any Korban which is considered in the Pesukim Shaykhs in the Tmidim. After time is done, the Shalma from his Vosainu. And my male attack when it comes to Yom Kippur, it's a Pelagod, all of them is Bamas Agariz Achidish, but Yom Kippur is where it's boiled, that the Tefillah does not incorporate the Yotzis, Vashtetz, and Meretta Sachmik in them, but it's nothing in the Pesukim of the Musav, you could be Yotzis and Musav without mentioning anything to do with all the Seyd and Amitz Kreach and all the whichever one, the Sosvah, Dashkan, Nishka Chilish, which one you say. The Seyd HaKarbonis is none of it's found in the Pesukim, and the Tez is in the Shmusofim. Musofim is Vashtetz Mulvan, Musofim is in Pilchas, and that's where the Tefillahs have come to be connected. As Rashi explains, and Rashi gives you a very clear definition, the loy kosel, the loy ksiv hosel milvad al esabeche kilechsev b'chol ha-musofim milvad al esabeche the mashma ze moisif al varayim b'yoyme. That's the guy that Musaf is. It's not varayim b'yoyme. Musaf doesn't get his word from nowhere. Musaf means nisht yad azach is a Musaf. The korbonis acharemis is not Musaf. The parashas in Shavuos is not Musaf. They're not Musaf. They're not called Musaf, and they're not Musaf. Musaf means vos is nitoisif al varayim b'yoyme. It goes like the same attack of tefillahs, the shachris, and the tefillahs is those the korbonos, those tefillahs connected the korbonos which are considered musaf. So let's move a little, let's go a little bit right in the sugya. Let's try and continue a little, another few lines in the Gemara. L'chol apochus v'das Rashi. So Rashi's learned in the Gemara that what we're learning is the parva ayin of Meluim to the parva ayin of the musaf of Yom Kippur. Those are the two which Rashi of the cheshbon of the sugya that are comparable to each other. The extra aisle that may be in Parshas Acharemo is Chayv HaSayayim. It's nothing to do with Musafim, and therefore the two don't go together. One doesn't need to look at it as one unit as two. So we've got an independent Parva aisle of Musaf, which we can compare to the Parva aisle of Porish and Eloy Shel Aaron of the Miluim, or the Eagle and the aisle of Aaron and Miluim, and those are the ones where the comparison of this din of Prisha is compared to. So the Gemara afraid the Gemara Abay Terazo. Ve'eimer Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara, maybe, we've still got another suggestion. So Shavuos L'maisa didn't work for us, because there's a Chayv HaSayim of Shavuos of Shnei Eilim, it's Nishkin Par V'ayil. As I say, whether the Turevin, the whole Cheshbon is Chayv HaSayim, or whether the Cheshbon is the Musafim, but there's still Shnei Eilim over here. However, we're going to learn, at the end of the day, Shavuos didn't work. Ve'eimer afraid the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. There's still another preacher, a one-day preacher. Here, this is Agav clearly talking about Musafim. There is no other Chayv HaSayim other than the Musafim. And the Terevin discusses that himself. Like here, when there's no Chayvas Hayom, the Musaf and the Chayvas Hayom is all one and the same. Zokta Ve'ema Rosh Hashanah, the Prishas Shiva Hayom Echotu, that the Rosh Hashanah is another option. There's no Shtei Alechem, there's no extra Kibsei Atzeret, there's no extra Eilim. It's a straight Musaf of Par Echot, Ay Lechot, so it stems very good with the Seder of what we could compare. Omar Avavo, Donin Par Va'ayil Shaloi, Nipar Va'ayil Shaloi. Here, the Gemara is telling us clearly, which maybe we have to know according to Rashi, according to Tureven, whether we're changing our minds, redefining, etc. But here the Gemara has come and told us a whole new hachrova, that the par va'ayil that we have by the miluim, which was Aaron's korbonus, kach lecha egel and the par la'ayil, that was apostle Pasach HaRemois, where we're comparing it to in Avodas Yom HaKippurim, Pashtas is the Par Va'al Shaloi. We're not talking about the Masafim anymore. Pashtas, we're not talking about the Masafim anymore. The Tosfos Rashi says, come to Rashi, the Gemara is Chozer Taka. In our Rashi, it's not 100% sure if the Rashi means to be Chozer, not, we'll get to see that in a minute. But what are the two Psukim that we're comparing? We're comparing Bezois Yom Ha'an HaKodesh, Bepar Ben Boko Lachatas Va'al Oilo, Voshtet Bayim Kippur, where he's got Egan a Par Va'al. And we're comparing it to the Vayom El Aaron, Kach Lecha Egel Lachatas Va'ayil Oilo Egel Par Va'ayil. And Rosh Hashanah is not in the reckoning anymore. Rosh Hashanah, there is no Par Va'ayil Shaloi. The only two dates of which there is an individual Korban that Aaron brought, a Par Va'ayil, is Meluim and Yom Kippur. So all the other Cheshbonos automatically now fall on the side. Although you may have a Musaf of Par Va'ayil, which could fit the bill of the comparison to the Meluim, of Eznish Par Va'ayil Shaloi, Par Va'ayil Shaloi, and Par Va'ayil Shaloi, the two of the Meluim and Yom HaKippurim, where there's a direct connection between Aaron bringing his own korbanos, which is lafuki, anything else. As I say, Kipshutoi, this according to Rashi Yom Bezei, we're changing the limud that we had from Yom Kippur of the Par Va'ayil of Musafim, because now that we're talking about Shaloi, Lachoyos Musafim is clearly not Shaloi. So when the Gemara said, V'hatchel Dor Par Va'ayil, from Par Va'ayil, that, according to Rashi Mefurish, talked about Musafim, and now L'chayra, we're changing that. The Tureven says, the Faket of this L'chayra is a right, that we're always talking about the Par Va'ayil of Aaron. Lama Lame in the Rashi. So say, the Rosh says that Rashi is Takachoyz at this stage, and we're learning, we're changing all the suggestions of the Musafim, otherwise Rosh Hashanah could have been an acceptable idea, but we're learning two different Seder of Kabbalahs, both of Porish and Aaron in both cases. Zog Rashi. Par donin par shaloi demiloi mi shaloi udefsev kach lacha egel uviyom hakipurim nami iker par va'ayil mi shaloi v'zeis yovar lakodesh bepar ben bochel afuka atzeres rosh hashanah detzibunin hu. Now I'm not sure why Rabbi say what the poshup shat in Rashi is. If Rashi means, Rashi doesn't say it in as many words that he's changing his mind that we're no longer learning from the Musafim. Rashi says, the words of Rashi is, Uvayom HaKippurim Nami Iker Par Va'ayil Shaloi. That means we need to be able to find a place where there is also a Par Va'ayil Shaloi in order to make this comparison. Whether Rashi means, therefore, that the limit of Musaf of Par Va'ayil is no longer relevant, it's only this. Or Rashi is not changing totally from the limit of the Musaf Par Va'ayil, but there needs to be something that besides for that, where there's Par Va'ayil Shaloi, I'm not 100% sure. I think that Tosfos Rosh does then in Rashi that it's a Chazorah of the previous suggestion. About Kaponim Ozot the Gemara. The Gemara says that the at least what we need to have, at least also, or maybe Be'ikah, is the comparison between the Par Va'ayil of the Miluim, which was Shaloi, and the Par Va'ayil of Yom Kippur, where it was Bezois of Aaron HaKodesh. And therefore, we need to have, therefore, it's only Yom Kippur which allows the option to be learned from. Just before we go back to the next Shura of the Gemara, which I'd like to finish off with the next line in the Gemara, but I just want to mention another Nakuda about this Vot that we mentioned previously of the Biskarov. The Biskarov says that the Eloi, El Ha'om, should we call it, of Acharemois, and the El Ha'om of Pikudim, of Pinchas, which was one and the same, but it served a dual purpose. It served the purpose of Musaf, and it also served the purpose of Chibur Zayyat. That was El Azayt, Medagimin, in Rambam, etc. I just want to mention one very important nafkamina of this vault, and this is where the vault of Biskarov is found in the Gaon, and Chachmasotim, and various other Meforshim. And that is the following. Famously, we've mentioned, I think, in the past, there's a famous touch of the Gaon and others in the Seder of Bezois Yovei Aaron El HaKodesh, which was Mechadish, that Aaron HaKohen could go into the Kodesh Kadoshim any time of the year, based on doing the Seder Apsukim, which is Parshas Acharei Mos. It didn't need to be only on Yom Kippur. There was a Chayv on Yom Kippur to do the Kapara of Rav Lifnim. But this is something that could have been at any time. Any time when Aaron wanted to go in the Kodesh, and Father's and Machlokes is a famous piece of Gaon. Perhaps another time we'll see the Midrashim and the Gaon of Masaltim inside, where he elaborates on this. But what he says, Be'emes, at the end of the Parsha states that Aaron did. The Seidah Parsha, which the Gaon learns what happened was, he did the Seidah Parsha of Akrovas HaKarbonos at any time, immediately when he was told, because it was a Seidah which allowed him to come to the Kodesh Kodesh whatever he wanted. Rashi in the Parsha learns this, so Rashi learns that it was only Yom Kippur that was allowed to go. V'zois Yovah Ala Kodesh, on Yom Kippur. V'yas Aaron, as he was told, on Yom Kippur, not there and then, k'shegei Yom Kippurim, stated Rashi. Over the Gaon of Achmasot of a Medrash, various make another suggestion. Where's the Nafkimina? The Nafkimina is the following. If Aaron HaKoyim were to want to go at any time into the Kodesh Kedoshim based on the Seidah Psukim, so whether he would have to bring this ayil on behalf of Me'es Adas B'nei Yisrael, take Shnei Se'irim and an ayil, whether he would have to bring that or not depends very much on this Londos of the Biskarov. So say Sazer. If you learn Shatim Rebbe that this is the Eila Musafim, which happens to be mentioned over here, that's for sure. He doesn't need to bring the Musafim. The Musafim of Parshas Pilchos have got no Sheikhas in the Seder of Ahari Mois. If there is a Chiddush that this Seder Avodah could be done at any time, then it's what's Vashteit Don, this Vashteit Don. So if the Pshat and Rebbe is that this Isle is the same Isle, but it belongs to the Musafim, it didn't need to be brought at any other time of the year. If you learn the way the Biskarov learns that this Isle serves a dual purpose, Sayyadin Musaf, and Sayyadin of Chayva of this Akrova, it was if Aaron would want to come any time of the year, he'd have to bring this ayil also. Although it was granted the Musaf, but it also needed to be the part of the Seder Karbonos. On the Mefurish in the Chochmas Sodom, he brings that the reason why this ayil is mentioned separate is the feed is gone. It's not a great appeal why this man should be mentioned separately according to Rabbi Kipshute. But he says that there's such a thing as having a Seder Avodah which allowed him to go in any time, then this ayil needs to be mentioned over here because it belongs to that category he would need to bring any time, besides for the fact that it would happen to be a Musaf. So on a time when the Musaf is not relevant, he would bring it as it's either the Egin or Seir HaKrova. That's where there's a Nafkamina in a practical Nafkamina to this vault as to whether it was an ayil which served the dual purpose, or there was an ayil which only Musaf, which would never be brought on any other occasion. So everybody, just to summarize where we're up to in the Gemara. The Gemara Devaila has fallen away from the Seder of suggestion of Shavuos because of the Shnei Elim. The Gemara has fallen away from the suggestion of Rosh Hashanah because finally we're getting to the Chayra, the Hachra, of we're comparing the Eila Miluim of Aaron, Eil and the power of Eil of Aaron with the Miluim, or the Egel and the Eil of Aaron of the Miluim to the Korban of Aaron HaKoyin and Yom Kippur, the Zoysi of Aaron HaKoyin and the power in the Eil. And those are the two where this limud remains. At this stage of the Gemara, that's where the limud is going to be learned from. And Beis Hashem, next week we'll continue in the sugya as to whether these two kavanos, Seder kavanos, are taka similar in being private kavanos of Aaron or not. We'll leave that, Rabbi Beis Hashem, till next time.